Hey, Vicky. Hi, everyone.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good. I'm gonna be off camera and muted because I'm multitasking here today, but I'm glad to be here.
Fair enough. Welcome. Hi, Michaelin, Heather, Lisa, Dottie, Linda. Welcome, everyone. Linda, let me just ask you to mute. Thank you. Hey, Miranda.
Hey, I'm Bob. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you too. Hi, Jillian and Rose, Jennifer, Heather. All right, everyone, welcome. So, as folks are coming in, I struggle between wanting to get started, but also wanting to give space because there isn't one clock, they're not synchronized, but really wanting to honor the space for you to create. So, this is our second of three Get It Done sessions. And one of the things I don't know if you saw, we'll take a few moments to get clear on what you'd like to focus on today and what you'd like to dedicate your time to. One thing that I really wanted to speak to, which Joanna posted about on Facebook, it's okay if you're not there. This is something that I struggle with, this idea that I'm behind somehow, which is related to this idea that I'm not doing enough, fundamentally that I'm not enough. And it's always this between these extremes of either being not enough or being too much. And so what her post was about, and really, what I encourage for you today is, to meet yourself where you're at and to continue or to start with wherever you're at and to be in that, the more expansive of a place that you're in, the more you're trusting that the time is okay, that you're not behind, the more that you'll be able to have the creative flow that you need. So wherever you are today in your life, in general, in your process with this curriculum, inviting you to practice trusting that you're where you need to be and you're on time, and to really use this 90 minutes in the best service of yourself and what you'd like to create. And offer to the world. And because it's yours and your thought leadership and your uniqueness, then it'll be perfect because you're the only person who can create that, and that can only happen on your timing. So with that, let's just take a moment to for you to get clear for the first 45 minutes. So you might want to get clear on in the 75 minutes total that we have for working today, what's your next step? What you would most like to focus on? What you would most like to create? I'll give you a moment to get into that, to write it down. And then if there was one thing that you wanted to believe about either this particular piece of the curriculum, about working on your curriculum in general, about the get it done time today together, if there was one thing that you would like to believe that would support you wherever you're at today, what would that be? What do you want to believe about this next piece of the curriculum, about this time together? And write that down. And really highlighting that with everything going on around us, really feeling into this choice that we have and making a choice right now in terms of what you'd like to believe about this time, about this curriculum, about your showing up today. And then taking a moment to feel into the energy that you'd like to bring. Maybe closing your eyes, and we'll take two deep breaths together. You can imagine that you're bringing in that energy, letting it fill you up. Breathing in deeply. One more deep breath, nourishing yourself with the energy you'd like to bring for our time together. And whenever you're ready, allowing your eyes to flutter open. So we have our first 45-minute work segment. Then we'll take 5 minutes to come back together, and then we'll have another 30 minutes. So I'm here the whole time. I'm happy to help you with whatever I can. It can be super distracting if you are working and other people are talking, at least for me it is. So, there's no perfect solution. Ideally, you could just turn off the sound. So I will put in the chat when the 45 minutes are up, so at least you'll know when to come back. If you are waiting for a question, I'm happy to ping you in the chat when I'm ready for you. But you might want to keep half an ear open. I'm definitely happy to let you know in the chat, but you'd either need to be listening for me to say your name or checking the chat. So it's really what's least disruptive to you. Sending Google documents, just double and triple check that there's access for me to open and edit it. It's really helpful for me to see things visually. So if you do have some sort of outline, even if it's just in the chat, put it in the chat. Let me go ahead and start our 45 minute timer just because it's easier if it's on the, so I just started. So 45 minutes will get us to 1:25 my time, which is 4:25 Eastern. correct? 425 ET. Does anyone have any questions? Not about curriculum, but just about the process. After 45, we'll come back for 5 and then we'll have another 30 minutes. All right, well, wishing you a really sweet flow, and I'm here for you. So let's get into it. Raise your hands if you have questions, throw links in the chat. Oh, yes, sorry, 425 ET. Hey, Nicole, do you want to get on voice to voice?
Sure, if that's not too disruptive for folks.
I mean, that's what we're here for, so people can make choices. I hear you, and tell me where you are in your curriculum and where you're overthinking, because that might help us to support you to, if not to get out of it, then at least to move forward to the next piece.
Sure. So I'm creating curriculum for pretty much to support women of color leaders into more liberated leadership, liberated living. And so I have a good idea of their endpoint, where they're starting. I think where I'm getting stuck is I'm putting everything in it. And then there's what's coming up for me is like, I have I've done this. Like I have done the actual coaching of moving them into living more liberated lives. I think I'm getting caught up in how do I organize it in a way that makes sense? Because right now how I coach is like very free flowing. Like they bring what they want to the table. There's not like an actual framework to it, but we always get there.
Right.
Yeah. So that's, I think I'm getting stuck in like what goes where and that kind of sequencing.
Totally. And it makes sense that it's totally normal that you're getting stuck there. Cause I think that sometimes like, you know, especially when it's so intuitive and, you know, and the path is so specific to the person, cause then it can feel a little bit restricting to, you know, to write it down in a specific method. Mm-hmm. So in a way it sounds like what you're doing is you're creating your own, you're finally putting into an outline your unique methodology that then all is also going to be mirrored in the program.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, one reflection is that it makes sense that there's a lot of pressure and that you would get stuck in overthinking. Because it's like the first time that you're kind of, you know, putting this down and that my sense is that it hasn't been articulated in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you have so far? Have you written down the steps?
Yes. It was kind of like a brain dump of steps.
Yep.
And then now I'm trying to like put them into a sequence that makes sense. But it's starting to feel, it's starting to feel a little, I don't know how to describe it, like a little heady and not very, like very cerebral and not really tapping into like the deeper pieces of it. I don't know if that makes any sense.
Yeah, totally. So I'm curious, like if you're having like a parallel process, what do you need to tap into to get like more into your body so you can bring, right? Because that's all, because where you're at right now, like so much in your head is then also being mm-hmm. reflected in your curriculum.
Mm. Yep. That's what's happening.
Right. And that's also like what we do, right? It's like, we want to get it right because that keeps us safe. And yeah. It's one of the things you could teach on
mm-hmm.
or that you probably do already.
Because
mm-hmm. if we get it right and we get the A's and whatever, then it's like, we're more accepted. Or I'm not saying I know your experience, but so in terms of moving forward, if there wasn't a right way, and if there wasn't like a certain way that this needed to look, what would be most helpful for you just in terms of knowing how you work?
I know when I overcomplicate it, it's because I'm trying to perform.
Nice.
And what is coming up for me now is just giving myself space to like really get to the core of like the three things they really need to know. And then depending on who is moving through the program, we can add stuff in instead of like, I need to capture everyone's experience into this one curriculum.
Beautiful. So you're also seeing that it's like you're trying to do all the things and reflect like all of the details. So it sounds like kind of like to zoom out and get into the like the three pillars or the three kind of like foundational pieces, and then mm-hmm. the rest is details.
Yeah, that feels a lot better.
Awesome. So you could even take what you have. Like I'm imagining if there's a list and then it's like, you know, three different categories or streams, or mm-hmm. just like, you know, even close your eyes and take a few deep breaths and think about kind of like the core teachings or the core lessons or the what you would really love for them to know or believe by the end?
Yeah.
How does that feel for now?
That feels really good. Yeah. Really
awesome.
Yeah. And I like simple is, I think helps me really just get to the root of like what I'm supporting these women with.
Totally. Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then circle back if there's like anything else and we'll just continue where the next step is.
Awesome. Thank you for the support, Inbal.
For sure. You're very welcome.
Inbal? Hi. Can I?
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. It's very good to see you. You look great.
Same.
Okay, thanks. Okay. So can we revisit what I asked you help for last time? I'm still on my outline and yeah. I loved your thought, you know, how you wanted me to, you didn't know this, but to bring back resistance earlier on into my outline of my program. So do you want me to go get that again and try to send it to you? Or I forgot how I told you about it. Did I try to share a document with you? I can't remember.
I think you told me the steps verbally and I wrote them down. So where are you right now in your process?
Trying to figure out if this is a good outline to start with, like that's based on at the beginning.
Okay. So do you have that in a document form?
I mean, yeah, I tried to send it to you last time. I think I got it into Google Drive, but I don't know. I'm not really tech savvy. Is there a way I could email to you? I don't know if I could share it. Like how can I get it to you?
Yeah. Let me, I'll give you, here's my email.
Okay.
I just want to make sure I spelled Joanna's name right. Yeah.
So oh, yeah.
Email it to me.
Okay. All right. I'll be back.
Okay.
I mean,
and I'll be back by voice when I get it.
Okay. Sounds great. Okay. Great. So let me copy this.
Bryn, will you just mute as you're doing that? It's all good. We all forget.
Definitely. Sorry.
And Bob, it's Miranda. Just let me know when you have a minute after you've looked it over. And I'll unmute.
Perfect. I will do that.
Thank you.
Okay, Bryn. We did it. We are together. So what's your question here? What would be most helpful to help move you forward?
Never done this before, Imbal. So I'm kind of like, am I on the right track? Like, is my wording accurate? Like, you know, is it self-explanatory? Like, I don't know, like, is the outline in the good order? I don't know how to judge all this, or I mean, in a nice way, judging.
Totally. Yeah. Okay. Discern, evaluate. So, yeah. It looks really, are you clear? Do you feel like you're clear? It seems like you're clear on where she's starting and all the stuff that's coming up for her.
Yeah.
And that you know, like, where she'd like to be.
Yeah. Her end journey. Yeah.
Right. So, and part of this depends. So, sometimes I'm like a little bit too literal. It's just, I used to be a lawyer and just how my mind works. But my invitation to you, because I do the same, is just to move away from like, is this right? Because I feel like there's more that you need to like put out on paper to organize, and that like there's too much constriction being created already that's blocking your flow from really getting into like the steps and the nitty gritty, and like, cause you know this journey and you know what you want them to get. So rather than focusing on like, is this organized in the right way? You know, is this like the right process? I wonder if it would be helpful for you, and you can tell me if I'm off, to kind of like get out more of like what would be in each step, because then you can always move the steps around. Because even if it's titled perfectly,
yeah,
what matters more is the content. So once we know the content underneath, then we can fix the title.
Okay, so can I paraphrase, I think, or like relay back what I, so I'm understanding, I think what you're saying is that I'm getting too hung up on like the headline per se or the title. And it is time to do the step part, like doing like as if I was writing a report, like number one, period. And then go, and like you have to do like usually 1, 2, and 3. And sometimes you go like A, B, and C after that. Is that where I'm headed next?
Totally. And I would even, I'm actually working on a massive document right now, and all of those different sections are so frustrating. I would just like do bullet points. Don't even try to put it in order. But like, what would go under working through grief? What would go under recognizing triggers? Because that's also going to help you to see, you know, those could actually be two separate pillars.
Yeah, I am hearing you. Okay, so I wasn't sure, like, when do you start to do the, I'm going to say, drop down underneath, you know, your first pillar of whatever, like, what is the next stage? Like, I guess I'm getting hung up on like the process, like what is the next time I start to do the drop down of the bullet points. I love the bullet point idea. That's a lot better than going one, you know, is it this, or, you know, back in college type of thing. So that's very helpful. Yeah. Cause you're right. It could be two different things, or, you know, I might be expanding more out of 6 pillars. It could be 12, who knows, until I start to do that. Right. So like,
totally. And also, I mean, cause like, you know, each of these could actually be a mini workshop.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking that too,
because there's so much here. So, so one way to kind of have a container, but not be super limited, is what if you came up with 3 to 5 subheadings under each subsections or key topics, or even exercises, or like the essential ideas, 3 is enough, 2 is enough under each of the pillars, and then see where you're at. They don't need to make sense. They don't have to be in the right order within it. And that'll also help you to see whether the title is actually reflects the content that needs to be in there.
Oh, this is great. Thank you, Impal.
Awesome.
Fabulous. Yeah,
you're welcome.
Really great. Okay, thanks. I'll let you go. Thank you.
All right. Okay, Miranda. Oh no, I need access. I think I just sent you an email. So, okay.
Share. And if I just hit send, will that work?
Yeah, let's see. Let me open it up. Yes.
Okay. I'm not good with Google Docs. I never use it.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay, so what would you most like support with? Is it fleshing out the framework?
Yeah. So I've made some headway on the beginning and end of the journey, which always kind of messed me up before, or gave me fertile ground to procrastinate about. And right now it's too big, you know, I need to whittle it down and clarify it, but I have an image in my head. What I do need some guidance with is either the framework or the steps or however we want to talk about that.
Great. So,
so basically, what I'm trying to do is right now I teach a 7-week series every 8 weeks, and I feel like I'm reinventing the wheel every time. I have some very dedicated, small group of very dedicated students, but I'm trying to, one, work more intelligently, and two, have an offering that would, I think, be less advanced than I'm teaching my 7-week series, and perhaps less Taoist. So my education's in Taoist practice, but the reason I like these things is because they can help everybody. You don't need to dig into that path. So that would be the focus.
So if I'm hearing you, tell me if I'm hearing you correctly, would this be kind of like a beginner series and an introduction to your work?
I'd like to go deeper than that. I'd like to, so there are certain aspects of the work I've been doing for 20 years, which is people become self-sufficient about healing. They completely change their view of how to be healed or heal themselves and how to be in the world. It's fundamentally different, and that's what makes it powerful. For the last year, I've been doing more spirit-related work, which is not so much in left in contemporary Taoism, but is in the old, even shamanic version. So I am, while I'm writing this curriculum, which is probably not a good idea, trying to really integrate those two layers, because it is missing from the lineage, the system that I've been teaching, and people need it. I need it. So there's the healing, change your worldview piece. There's the connect to the energies of the earth and the universe piece. And since Taoism is energy work, that's not that hard to connect. But then, might be jumping ahead, but then I might have the issue of avoiding cliches with all the energy stuff.
So if there were like four pillars, I just want to make sure that like we're talking about the same number of levels, because I'm hearing that it's like the healing and change worldview, is that part of the same thing? Because it could be, it would make sense either way.
Yeah.
So they're one level. And then there's earth energies. And then there's spirit.
And ultimately, earth energies and spirit are the same in this pathway.
Okay, so those are like the two main levels.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, okay, awesome. So I think you know, in just like this initial look, and this is a 7-week class, like?
It can be longer. What I'm doing now is 7 weeks. But I'm doing a very dense class once a week, 90 minutes. So my vision for this is to have still once a week with me in person, but spread out the material so it I'm not shepherding the whole thing. Like, have somebody able to sign up, they can download the handouts, get the be in the class with me live or see the video. So maybe that happens. That's it could still be once a week, but maybe it's a 10 or 12 week program. 7 weeks is not enough to do what I have in mind, I think.
Yeah, for sure. That's my, so what I'll just like in this initial look is that I'm not clear, and I struggle with this too sometimes, like where they're ending the journey. So like, what does it look like if I'm disconnected, overwhelmed, frustrated, anxious, and sad? Where will I be once I've done some healing, once I've shifted my worldview, once I've connected to spirit and earth energies? Because from what I'm reading here, like, you know what it means to have an earth dwelling life, a wisdom rooted spirit guiding life. But I don't know what that means.
Right. Okay. That's helpful.
So it could be, so just as a way to kind of, because you know, you're more clear on where your students are starting. So if you can parallel that, and it's not like, you know, recognizing that healing is sporadic and that there's so many layers. So would it be, you know, it sounds like there's a clarity piece. There's an inner connection, but also like an outer connection to spirit, and maybe a heart connection. Like one of the things, it seems that it's like they're more grounded, you know, to earth.
Another kind word, but it's they're more empowered. So those bad or unpleasant frames of mind are fundamentally shift if you have agency, if you can connect to the earth, if you have these different ways of viewing life when it's good and when it's bad, if you have tools to heal yourself.
So when you said empowered and when you said agency, like I got chills for whatever that's worth. And, you know, those are words that mean a lot to me because of the work that I do. But it's like, it's more specific because it's like how they are in their bodies and in their experiences. So it's really, it's about this program is about shifting their experience to themselves and to the world outside.
Yeah. Seen and unseen.
Right. So I was like, we're shifting, what we can see and trusting both, not just trusting the material.
Right.
So I think, so then I think like, if you clarify that a bit more and then think through, you could start like in one column, the steps that you have now, and then see what's outstanding and what may need to be filled in. That's one way to start.
Okay.
You could just start blank, like if I want to get to someone to feel a sense of agency, what would be the top 5 things I would teach on or what would be the key practices, and then you'll know what the teachings are.
Yeah. And they're kind of categories to the types of teachings. Like there's a ritual element, there's a meditative, energetic element, there's an outward facing element, an action, I guess. And then there's a self reflection, like journaling type of. Those are the things that I can include in this 7-week class. Is I give them so much with practice, I can't really, or haven't gotten good response when I also assign journaling, go out and do these actions and those kind of things. They're into the practices, but they tend to be truncated because they're separate from life.
Yeah, and so I wonder if maybe like give yourself the time today to flesh out, to like look at the steps and what you'd like to teach, and then see if the format needs to change. So one idea, like I want to go to the next person, but let's say there's like six pillars or six topics that you'd like to teach. Within each one, you could do like the meditative, the energetic, the practical, the outward facing within each one.
Yeah.
That could be really cool, because then you're also touching like the four levels of learning and transformation.
Right.
But think about like the broad, like the key kind of topics that gets someone to feel a sense of agency and not like everything is happening to them and like empowered in their life.
Yeah. I see you're recording this. I wasn't writing things down because I was listening to you. Will I be able to have access to the recording? Do you post that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's being recorded. You're welcome.
Very, very helpful.
Oh, I'm glad. Okay. Everyone, just give me a moment, please. Okay, Sonia, I know you gave me access. So I am coming to you.
Hi.
Hey.
Okay. Hi, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. I guess I just wanted to share a little pivot that I'm in the middle of kind of thinking through. And
yeah, Sonia, let me just pause you for a second. Okay. I'm going to interrupt you in about a minute. Actually, let's just so we keep it kind of organized. I didn't notice the time.
I didn't either. Yeah, yeah. I see it's
1:25. Let's have everyone come back.
Okay.
That's my alarm. All right, everyone. So we are back. It's amazing all the offerings and the gifts and the layers of possibility and teaching that you all are bringing back to the world. So I just want to say it's okay if you're frustrated or stuck, especially if you're new to this, and also if it's really important to you. So I'm just curious, in these next 5 minutes, what are you seeing for yourself? Is there anything you'd like to celebrate or acknowledge in terms of what you've done and created? We have 5 minutes to share, and also to regroup. Anything anyone would like to celebrate or acknowledge? Anything you're seeing? Michaelin. Oh, you know, I can't hear you. I don't know if others, and there's like a scratchy thing. No, I wonder if No, and I'm so like not tech savvy, so I don't know what could. There's definitely, I feel like there's something going on with your microphone because I'm hearing what I think is a microphone thing. All right, so yeah, if you could just mute and then I don't know if like, oh, sorry for that, yeah. Thank you. All right, so.
Is it a time to share something?
Yes.
Did you say or celebrate? I just wanted to share. Let's see if I can share with you guys. I don't know if you can see this. Can you see how?
Oh, the floor.
The floor. I've like mapped out a whole client journey. So that's been my day this morning.
That's awesome.
Well, I'm celebrating it.
Thank you. It
felt great to be in the creative zone, deep in thought and creativity.
Yeah, and I feel like it's also, yeah, I see myself like either, and so this also might help. That's a really great example. I know that for myself, because I was like, yeah, I used to be a lawyer, so there was a lot of strictness around writing. And so sometimes like, and this could help those of us who are stuck, exactly, Sonia's saying, like on the paper, on the ground. So taking it first, getting away from the screen and also letting ourselves be bigger, like, you know, in our motions as you're writing, if you want to use like big post-it notes, even, you know, it's like, I remember writing like research or my theses, you know, you would write things on little index cards. So this is an invitation that, you know, to go bigger with bigger pieces of paper, to really write down the ideas, to move them, can really help us to get into our bodies.
Yeah. Yeah. I've got big pieces of paper and index cards and I'm just like brainstorming and shuffling around. And I like it because then something emerges rather than it's kind of like a bottom up rather than a top down process somehow. It's like an emergent kind of process. It's kind of cool.
That's beautiful. Thank you. So get clear on what you would like to get done in, well, it's supposed to be 30. I'm going to make it 25 and then we can come back with 5 minutes to wrap up. So we will come back at 4:55 Eastern, 1:55 Pacific. I'm going to chat with Sonia, then with Linda, and then Alta, are you at work or can you chat? Let me know in the chat because I have, okay, well, I can send you some ideas, but I hear you and see you. And I'll just say that when, if I can just speak intuitively, you know, I think when we are talking about or wanting to share things that are so, you know, that are personal or like for, it can be like a lot. So I think that it's like that constriction and the overthinking. So I love that you are seeing that. And so you could write your own journey. You may want to start, it may be simpler to write down what has worked with your clients or just like you might want, okay, so a couple of ideas. You might want to write the story of how you helped one client and so then you can begin to see what were the things that happened when you helped that particular client. Because it seems like one of the things you're trying to do is figure out like what's the step behind the intuition. So if you write out some of the stories and then you may have that distance to be able to see what the shift or the step was that you helped them to facilitate. because it came out of, it's there in you. It came out of somewhere. You just need to articulate it in words. And so if you do that for a couple of clients, and so at this point, don't worry about the length. Think about like the main steps, like, you know, part of it could be like slowing down. You know, so many of us stay busy to avoid the trauma. It could be like, one things could be like one of the ways to realize, you know, the trauma that you have. Like for some people, it comes out as irritability. For other people, it comes out, you know, like different ways that we lash out. You know, how scary it is to be with the body. Different things. Does that help you just to get to the next place? All right, so Sonia, thank you for your patience. Let's come back together. If you can hear me, I hope.
Yes.
All right, thank you for your patience. So you were saying that you made some shifts. I'm looking at your doc.
Yeah, maybe you don't totally need to look at the doc. Can I just share what sort of where I'm at? Yep. So as you know, like when I signed up, the thinking was website course, trying to bring in my experience and all of that kind of stuff. Anyway, so what I'm coming to realize, there's a lot of stuff out there. I'm also seeing how there's people can get bits from different sources. So, and I'm not, I think where I'm at right now is I don't think I'm fully aligned with creating a course, such as what I kind of set out to do. So on Monday night, I had a conversation with this lady that I got connected with, and she helped me to see like, why not do something that brings more of like my background before going into coaching. And I'm just coming out of a coaching program, so I haven't even gotten my first client yet. But my background was user experience design, which is kind of goes into the whole design process. And so what I thought is I can just leverage those skills for established female entrepreneurs. So before I was looking at a target audience of new entrepreneurs, but for people who are established in a way of like, if you want to up-level your business. And so what I could offer are things like, you know, I could do a website audit, give feedback on, you know, what I'm seeing, what could be some best practices, what are things that they could change. I could help, it's very nice to see like how people understand like the whole journey mapping process. Like I'm inspired, and I don't know how much of this knowledge is totally out there, but this is all the stuff that we would do. And so like client journey mapping, understanding what they're going through. And like, by doing that, we can connect with them better and we can create services and programs that really meet their needs. And so this is what I mean by like how I might be able to support women up level. And I thought of like, okay, ways to get feedback. So sometimes, you know, we want to learn like, how are we doing with our clients? And I could bring in some of the experience that I have. So anyway, so where I'm at with that is I kind of jotted down elements of my expertise that I could bring into this new space with female entrepreneurs. So it's kind of maybe more consulting work, but I could create some guidelines through this curriculum course because I need to now get benefit from being here, and maybe I can create some guidelines and forces me to kind of get something down on paper. I guess I'm just wanted to share this with you, get your reflections, and then also I need to get started. And so I like how you've just kind of been sharing about how we can be so in our head and just kind of feeling overwhelmed and like needing to figure it all out.
Totally. Yeah. I mean, I know like, I'll just share, like, I've been working on this technical document and it's like, I'm like so in my head that I actually feel like my brain is being flooded.
Yeah.
It's like such high levels of anxiety. So, I mean, what I'm hearing from you is, you know, and also so you can benefit from this course is that I wonder, and you know, whether Joanna actually in the Sacred Depth course talks about like the difference between coaching and consulting. But, you know, it sounds like that this new idea is to help entrepreneurs, coaches, whoever, connect with their community and up level by kind of evaluating the user experience. or the client experience?
The client experience, yeah.
So I mean, I don't know where you are, but like, so you could write out a journey, you know, like if someone wants to up level, that you would help them, you know, that it's like, let's say they've plateaued. And so you're trying to figure out like, you know, if they can kind of like get figure out like the tweaks or, you know, how they're being, how people are interacting with them or with their products. So I wonder if like you could write out a process for yourself about how the course of that engagement.
Yeah.
You know, like you would need to know like where they want to go, where they think is stuck, how they'd like to grow, you know, then you would work with them on like what sort of evaluation tools they would want to use.
Yeah.
Does that help like with the next step?
Yeah. Yeah, it does. I think the thing that always like, you know, makes me a little nervous is like, I'm kind of, because it's like, I haven't seen the gap or that this is a, oh, I really need this. And in a way that is the language of a potential entrepreneur. It makes me nervous. Like, oh, is this even desired? Is this even needed? That kind of thing.
Yeah. And I mean, it's, I hear you. It's like, right. It's like the uncertainty and it's, you know, for me, it'd be like, well, I don't want to waste my time. I don't know if it's needed, but it's like, you don't actually know until you try. And I see in all of this, like you've already gleaned so much from this experience in terms of like seeing what like your niche or added value could be. And I think for most of the people in Joanna's community, like we're good at, we're smart. And so we can do a lot of things. And so part of this for you is like seeing of all the things you can do, what you actually would like to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just because you can do something doesn't mean you should, or it's like fun for you. Right. Yeah. So I think so. It's like, maybe like give yourself another, you know, depending on how much time you want to spend, you know, in this direction, and then let's circle back and reevaluate. Maybe there's a way like to combine.
Sorry, what's the suggestion for me to sit with and think about like?
So think about this idea, like how you would help.
Yeah.
You know, like for coaches, like scale up or up level by improving the user experience, their mm-hmm. client experience, user experience. Just feel into that, write out some ideas. And then I wonder if what will ultimately emerge will be like, some sort of combination where it's like you're then helping them figure out like how to improve the experience on the website, or for them to, so more of what they'd like clients to experience is reflected in their website. Like, I'm not trying to limit you to the website support.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to show that like, just to be in the uncertainty because they may merge at some point.
Yeah. Okay.
Awesome.
Yeah. And then
good
the
for
other
you for exploring. Is that if I can take another question, but I want to move on.
Okay. Yeah. And just a note that the other part of it is just transformational coaching with female entrepreneurs. So like things like to help them support to step into visibility. Confidence, visibility, any inner barriers that they might be experiencing. So that's the transformational coaching piece that is just meant to be on its own. And then, right. And then I was like, okay, so I've got this other skill set, so I could bring that in to help support them. It could be like either or it could be a blend of both. Yeah.
Right. Or maybe like you're playing it safe by going back to like these other skills. And again, because you have a ton of skills. Mm-hmm. And maybe what you'd like to work on or explore is what would be like your unique methodology for the transformational journey.
Okay. So in this program, I could do that. I could do a bit of both. Okay. Okay, great. Thank you.
Awesome. You're welcome. Linda, thank you so much for your patience. I'm really sorry about that. I see what you're saying. Hi, thank you for waiting. It's been exactly 30 minutes. So Yeah, can you tell me more?
Yeah, it's the pieces are the components just speak to me as, you know, copy points that you would do to reach out to somebody so that they could recognize themselves, that they, you know, understand, oh yeah, that's my pain point, my resistance right. point. Talk a little bit about your methodology, your solution, or give a client, you know, example. And then, you know, also where you end up and stuff like that. So I'm trying to take, I mean, I get all those pieces, but it's not helping me understand. And obviously no one will know because I haven't submitted my thing yet. Partly because my daughter just had a baby. I got to share the picture. I'm the Nana.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
That's amazing.
Yeah, he's pretty cute. There he is. I was gonna do that. I'll share the picture to you. So if you can see him.
Oh, so new.
Yeah, I mean, he literally was born Saturday.
Oh, welcome.
Thanks. And up until about 2 weeks ago, she thought she might have to have a C-section because he was breech. But he turned, and so there was all that stuff going on. And anyway, so yes, my curriculum, developing my curriculum. What's that?
What's like the disconnect? Where do you feel like you're, is it, what's not lining up? Because well, do you have your steps?
I do. I mean, what I'm looking at is codifying, and I've done this as a 6 month VIP type program. But it was something that I was doing. I mean, I had sort of a outline, but it was kind of each week, the stuff that I was helping them with kind of just float. I mean, you know, Marley talks about when she's doing Camp Yes and, you know, just kind of flows and in the moment and whatever. And so, yes, there were, you know, really powerful outcomes and all of that. I'm just trying to figure out how to, you know, step one, you know, I mean, step two. And so, yes, step one, I do hand analysis. So I take the client's prints, I decode the information. And then we explore various aspects of the markers in their hands. But sometimes, you know, it's like, well, this week we're going to discuss your emotional style and what your heart line means and stuff, but they may come to the call with something that has triggered them that relates to their, you know, their life lesson, their cosmic wound, their shadow, whatever you want to call it. So boom, we go down that path. So it's, I think the thing that is hanging me up a little bit is it, you know, it can't be this week we're doing this and this week we're doing this and this week we're doing that, because it is so fluid. And the you know, the homework that I give them, you know, when we come back to discuss it, that's what takes precedence. And I try to correlate aspects of the hand piece with what's showing up for them in a real world situation, to say, oh yeah, well, this has something to do with, you know, your wound about trust and surrender. Can you see that?
Yeah, so I think, and I know I'm jumping in. I just want to recognize that I interrupted you. I'm conscious of the time. So a few things. I completely hear kind of like the reticence, the hesitation, whatever. Right. I mean, it sounds like you want to make sure that there's space for people to go with whatever is coming up and for you to be able to respond to that. at the same time, it sounds like, you know, that you also want to be teaching, you know, certain elements.
Right.
So, you know, one of the things, and I think, I don't know if Joanna like talked about this, but it's, and this is not very, this is not gender neutral, but it's kind of like loosely like the masculine and the feminine. Like so many of us resist having a container because we think it'll be too limiting, but then it's like, otherwise we're all over the place. And so, you know, this curriculum is to give you a structure for you to flow within it. And so part of it depends on where, what their end journey is. Like, you know, it's, it doesn't sound to me like it's necessarily like to have everything responded to. You know, it sounds like if they want to learn more hand analysis, if you're also teaching them to be, so it's like, then each, you know, so like the first class could be on like the heart line, or maybe you start with like the purpose line, the life purpose line, and different ones. And maybe there's a way that like, you know, or you have like Q&A at the end to deal with anything that's coming up, but you still have space for your curriculum.
Right. Well, and see, the thing is I'm not teaching hand analysis per se. It's a tool that allows them to understand themselves better, what their limitations, shortcomings, the things that they keep bumping up against because they don't realize what, you know, what is going on there. And so, I mean, just for example, one person who was, you know, she's a healer. And, but she, I mean, she's an RN, but she's transitioning into the healing business, and she wanted to create a whole, you know, center for what she was doing. And it was just this idea off in the distance. Well, as we work through all the various pieces of what was her resistance and her beliefs and all of that, by the time she was done, you know, she was on her way, and now she's, you know, getting interviewed and launching this thing. And yeah, I mean, it's about taking people from the place where they're at of kind of, you know, I'm doing okay, and it's, I'm kind of, you know, blah, blah, blah.
So it sounds like,
and moving to that bigger thing.
So what is most important for you to take people? Mm-hmm. You know, you can put aside what you've done in the 6-month VIP program and just in your mind, like feel into, if you take someone from their transition point, their meh or blah point, to that's something bigger, what are the most important steps for someone? It sounds like the hand analysis is a tool for them to understand themselves better. And so maybe that's not the only thing. Or maybe you focus, maybe that's just the entry. And then that opens up the possibility to discuss other things. So based on like that, you want them to feel like an opening, a stepping into something bigger, what are those steps? And put those on paper, and then Joanna and I will get into them.
Okay. All right, cool.
Thank you. Deva. Thank you so much for waiting.
Hey there. Good to see you, Inbal.
Totally. Same.
I am starting a 7-week online immersion on this Tuesday. And I'm unfortunately, I've been traveling, so I'm not on my laptop. I'm just on my iPhone, so I can't send the information. But was just wondering... I don't know, a couple questions. So far, I only have 4 people signed up. So I'm a little like behind the game for sure. And looking at the curriculum, you know, it's using the chakras as the scaffolding of every week going over healing through crystals and chakra meditations and using sound healing. And just thought I'd raise my hand for some support of some sort.
Yeah, for sure. What do you think would be, you know, it's about like 6 days away. What do you think would be most helpful for you, you know, to show up confident in your curriculum and what you have to offer?
Well, I taught a very similar course at Esalen to 35 people. And I think the tricky part was in that group, a lot of the people totally loved it, but then some people said it was too basic. And so, you know, there's right now, it's such a small group, it's going to be a little bit easier, but how to, in the curriculum, how to really engage people at varying levels of experience. And I think what I feel like I'm missing is some real good, like journal prompts or anchor exercises to help, you know, be able to give people from a variety of backgrounds a really unique, or make it more personal, I guess, is what I'm perhaps missing.
So I have a few thoughts. One, I hear you about it. I don't think it's disappointed, but just you'd like there to be more people. My suggestion, are you open to a suggestion on that tip?
Of course, yeah.
So I would like, you know, one, imagine like, let's say you want 8 or 12. I would like, you know, imagine and really set the intention like for those people. But my sense is, you know, maybe even reach out to some of the Esalen folks, do some one-on-one outreach about this course that's starting on Tuesday and for people who you think it could really serve. So take the time to do the one-on-one outreach. That's just an idea. So I also hear that, you know, some of this feedback that it was basic is lingering. And so, and you don't want to bring that into this fresh start. And so that's also giving you information that could be a piece of resistance that you may want to speak to. So in the beginning, right, you could say, hey, like this may feel basic for some of you, you know, encourage people to have a beginner's mind, you know, recognize that there may be like different levels. And then also, you know, I would personally ask people for feedback, and depending on the group, you can, you know, there will be things that are too advanced for some people and things that are too basic for other people.
Right.
But the more people are communicating with you and sharing, then you'll find where you need to be. Because regardless, for you to do the advanced things, you need to have some strong foundations as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to need to cover those things anyway.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. I heard your little timer going off. Does that mean you have to go?
Yeah, you can ask one more question. I just want to invite everyone. Yeah, we'll all come back.
I was just going to ask like for an anchor or like a journal entry for like, you know, the root chakra, if anything in particular. You know, just starting out. I have a couple, but I just thought I'd pop in and get some feedback on it.
Yeah, the root chakra, what is that? It's like our sexuality, but also family and grounding.
It's more about feeling safe in the world and finances. Second chakra is more the sexuality, reproductive, creative energy. So really about home base, you know, basic survival needs, really feeling safe. And for me, I think like root chakra is even a sense of belonging. Like that's foundational to be able to create and move forward and transform energy.
Yeah. So just a couple of thoughts. You know, one is like the difference between being safe and actually feeling safe. Mm-hmm. I think there's a really big, there can be a distinction there. Like I could be safe, I'm in my house, I have food, I have shelter, but I may not necessarily feel safe in my body, in my mind. So just for people to kind of explore if there's any distinction there for them. And then the other thing, what did I just think about? Yeah, I think Brené Brown asks this question, what's the difference between belonging and fitting in? So you may want to look her up and see if there's any ideas there, because you know, it's like we sacrifice so much, you know, and like in our attempts to fit in, but we actually create more distance with belonging to ourselves and like being kind of like our authentic expressions, and which is how we truly, truly belong, both to ourselves and in community and in relationship to others.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. That's beautiful and helpful.
Awesome. Thank you. So welcome back, everyone. So just ask Deva, just go on mute, please.
Yeah.
So Dottie and Rose, thank you for sharing your documents. Both Joanna and I will take a look. Yeah, so Dottie, I'm seeing your question. You know, one of the things, you know, that I'll say, like, generally, you know, it's kind of like depends on, oh, Deva, will you, ooh, can everyone just go on mute or just double check that you're on mute? My ears are so sensitive, so it could, like, I hope there's nothing like some tab that's open. Yeah, that, you know, we want to think about like our ideal client and what their capacity may be right now when we're thinking about the length of something. You know, there are, yeah, like, are they ready for, you know, a 5 month, let's say a 6 month immersion? You know, like, there are people who look at the Sacred Depths Transformational Practitioner Training and it's like 10 months is not their thing. It's just too much time. It's too big of a commitment for whatever reason. And that could be their resistance. It could also just be that it's not important enough to them. It could be so many things. So just really trying to figure out, like, you know, one, we're always trying to do too much. So err on the side of what's really necessary. And also, what's exciting to you? What's really like fundamental to what you're trying to teach? Because there could always be more. There could always be an advanced course. There could also always be like, you know, additional time. So feeling into your own pace and rhythm, because your ideal clients will be similar. So you're welcome. And we'll still look at the document. So if you're posting in the Facebook group, then just make sure that you're also asking a question. I see that we are at time. I would love to hear at least one celebration by voice, any celebrations in the chat. And I actually gave myself some buffer today. So I'm here for another 5 minutes or so if I can answer any questions by voice.
Just thank you, Imbal. You're so helpful. And so
I'm
is this.
I'm so glad.
Yeah. I'd Nicole, be lingering another week without it.
I'm glad. Yeah. It's also sometimes when we know so much, it's super hard to distill.
Yeah.
Nicole, I'm so excited for you. That's pretty awesome. And just like, yeah, the time we had. Yay.
Thanks,
for getting Imbal.
Yeah, it was definitely like pen to paper. Let's just see what comes out.
Yeah. Yep. Yay for feeling organized. And well done to all of you for showing up, for being in it, in the frustration, in the like spinning and overthinking. That's how, you know, with anything, you know, that we move through. So you're welcome, Alta. I'm here. So if anyone has questions, please raise your hand. Otherwise, yeah, I will see you. Yeah, I'll see you. I'm not going to say anything about the schedule because I may not have it right, but I think there's a class on Monday, and I don't know off the top of my head when our next get it done is, but
I'll see you when I see you.
Yeah. Oh, well done for all the Europeans or the people in Europe. All right, everyone. Roland, the answer is yes. And Michael, and I feel like I just want to acknowledge I didn't get to you last week, and I couldn't hear you this week. So, but I want to make sure that you are supported and feel supported. So yeah, be in the, in the chat. I can't. Okay, that is amazing. All right, I'm so glad for all of you. I'm glad you're feeling more organized. Take care of yourselves. Bring your questions to the Facebook group. If you are not on Facebook, then let us know, and we'll make sure that you are supported. All right. Thanks, everyone. Take care.
Thank you.